Welcome into Give Me Five for January 4th, 2012. This is Patricia Babcock McGraw, and Give Me Five is a women's basketball audio segment for BTN.com. Throughout the season, I will spend 5 minutes, give or take, with some of the most interesting and dynamic players in the Big Ten Conference. It is my pleasure to welcome in today's guest, Penn State sophomore guard Maggie Lucas. Maggie wasted no time making a name for herself in the Big Ten. Last year as a freshman, she scored nearly 16 points per game, broke the league's single-season record for most three-pointers, earned Big Ten Freshman of the Week honors 8 times, and was ultimately named the Big Ten's Freshman and Sixth Player of the Year. Maggie is a preseason third-team All-American, is averaging a team-leading 19 points per game, and has guided Penn State to one of its best starts in recent memory. Currently, the Lady Lions are 11-3 and ranked as high as 19th in the national polls. Maggie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Thanks so much for joining me today.
No problem.
Maggie, this Penn State team is really on the rise. Last year, the Lady Lions earned their first NCAA tournament berth since 2005. Now you guys are considered one of the best teams in the nation. What is working for your team right now?
You know, we just take one practice at a time, one game at a time. Our goals are just to get better ourselves. We don't really pay attention to the rankings, whether it be in the Big Ten or, you know, nationally. We try and set our own standards and live up to those every time we step on the court. So, you know, I think that's what's been working for us. We challenge each other, we make each other better, and we love each other as a team.
Has this been exactly what you were hoping for out of your Penn State experience coming in as a freshman to kind of get this program going in the right direction?
Definitely. I mean, you know, one of my biggest goals was just to be able to make an impact, you know, and I think I was able to do that, but, you know, my teammates made it pretty easy. Alex Bentley, you know, she's an unbelievable player, and when you have a point guard like that as a shooting guard, it makes your job a lot easier. You know, last year also, Julia Jergel made, you know, she made my life so easy. She looked out for me. She was a great leader. But, you know, things are moving in the right direction, and I'm excited to see, you know, how we're going to keep progressing.
You are absolutely right about Alex Bentley, one of the very best guards in the Big Ten Conference. Okay, so you were this scoring machine last year, scoring like a veteran, even as a freshman. You broke Penn State's freshman scoring record of 529 points set by Kelly Mazzante. You scored 552 points. You set the Big Ten single-season record for three-pointers with 112, and that also put you 12th on the NCAA's all-time list. You were a big scorer in high school, but did you expect that to translate immediately to the college level? How were you able to avoid some of the growing pains that so many freshmen suffer through?
I think it was just I expected myself to. I didn't expect that I was going to struggle. I came in really confident, and I think it showed in the games because, you know, I just tried to do what I'm good at, and I spotted up. I hit threes. I didn't try to play outside of myself, and I think that's why, you know, I didn't, like, experience the growing pains that you're talking about right off the bat, at least in scoring. But, you know, and then from there, it's just progressing my scoring and trying to find new ways to do it.
You mentioned at least in scoring, kind of like you were qualifying that. Were there other areas where you felt that there were some growing pains last year?
I mean, I bet you if you ask Coach Kreese that, she would definitely have some answers for you. But, you know, defensively, you know, it's a lot faster. It's a lot more physical. I feel this year I'm a lot more prepared, and, you know, I know our defensive system a lot better. But as a freshman, I think defense is very hard, especially in the Big Ten. Girls are so big and quick, and it's, you know, a transition, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so last year you won the Big Ten Sixth Player of the Year award, and even though you led Penn State in scoring, you started only one of 35 games. You know, head coach Kukwis Washington used to tell me last year that she liked using you as that big spark off the bench, and that it may have been a little less pressure for you as a freshman to have a little bit of time at the beginning of each game to observe and kind of slowly work yourself in. What did you like about being a reserve last year, and does being a starter this year change anything about the way you approach and prepare for each game?
You know, last year, you know, coach was exactly right. Like, I got to watch what was going on. You know, if things weren't going as what we wanted them to, I could come in and just, you know, try and play my game. But, you know, this year, I still have a similar mentality, whether I'm starting the game or coming off the bench. It's just sticking to what our game plan is and what my role is on the team. So my mentality hasn't really changed that much. It's just I'm there from, you know, the start instead of coming in, you know, 2 or 3 minutes after we start. But I don't know how much my mentality has changed.
Did it take the edge off a little bit last year for you as a freshman to not have to, you know, have that expectation of being a starter and just being able to kind of come in and take the game as it came to you?
Yeah, definitely a little bit. I think Co has, you know, good expectations of me, and she knew what was going to work. I trusted her, and, you know, it did work for us. You know, you can't say it didn't work. I came in and I was able to play well off the bench, so.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's talk more specifically about your three-point shooting. Just an amazing display by you last year. As I already mentioned, you set the Big Ten's all-time record for three-pointers in a season with 112. That effort was rated 12th on the NCAA's all-time list. I want to dissect your three-point shot. What specifically makes you a good three-point shooter in terms of your form and your technique? Why are you so tough to defend out beyond the arc?
I think it has a lot to do with my footwork. My feet are usually set where they have to be at the basket before I even catch. So when I catch, it's quick. You know, when I was growing up, when I was working with my dad on my shot, we didn't even think I was going to be 5'9". We thought I was going to be like 5'2" or something, I think a doctor told me once. So our biggest thing was always working on it, getting it quicker. That way it wouldn't matter how tall I was. So we were always trying to find new ways to make my shot quicker. So, you know, no matter how tall I was, I could get it off. So I think the biggest thing is just my footwork. It's always set. It's always square. And, you know, that usually just guides my shot.
So a quick shot doesn't necessarily start with a quick release. It starts with the footwork.
And, yeah, I think in my case it definitely does.
Okay. Having your feet pointing in the right direction. And then, obviously, you must have a quick release, too.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Once you catch, you still got to get it off no matter what your feet are. So, and for me, it's holding my follow-through. When I miss shots, it's usually I'm too quick with it or I fall off my shot. So when I stick my shot, that's usually when I'm money.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned your dad and working on your shot with your dad. There is a lot of hard work that goes into being such a consistent and reliable shooter. This past summer, you made 100,000, and let me just say that again, 100,000 shots with your dad as your rebounder. Where did that number come from, and what was your regimen like in order to accomplish that goal?
I don't even know where the number came from. I just like come up with these like weird ideas in my head, and then I just try and get them. But the regimen, when I was home, at least it was I'd go to the courts in the morning, like our park in the morning with my dad before he went to work. We'd get up we'd probably make 200 or 300 shots. Then I'd go to my old high school on my own, and I'd probably make another, I don't know, 200 shots. And then at night when he'd come back from work, we'd go back down to the courts and probably make another 300 shots.
Wow. And yeah. Were you having to take I would imagine you weren't having to take a lot of shots to make the 200 or 300 shots, because you're such a good shooter.
Yeah, when I'm shooting on my own, I probably shoot about 80 or 85%.
Nice. All right, so it might not have taken as long as one would think 100,000 shots would take.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is I feel like I should make shots when I'm wide open. So I'm shooting on my own. I feel like most of them should go in. So it doesn't take that long to get that many shots up.
Yeah.
If
you had to guess, how many days did it take you to reach your goal? Or was it pretty much all summer long that it took?
It was pretty much all summer long. I actually have... I kept like a database in my computer where I would just plug in my numbers every day.
Nice. That is a shooter for you. You have a database on your shots.
Yeah.
All right. So I would imagine that an added benefit to all that time that you spent shooting, it was just probably a very great bonding experience for you and your dad. And I understand that he has been a big part of your basketball career. Tell me a little bit about that relationship that you have with your dad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, my dad, ever since I was, like, I would say 4 years old, he's just been, you know, helping me. He never really pushed basketball on me. It was just, I saw my brothers doing it. I saw him playing, and I just wanted to be a part of it. And, you know, we bonded so much over the years. He was always my rebounder, always we were two-on-two partners versus my brothers. And, you know, he loves basketball just as much as I do, and it's great to be able to share it with him.
Absolutely. All right. Now, in shooting making those 100,000 shots, it wasn't all about three-pointers. One of your top goals during the offseason was to become more versatile. as good of a 3-point shooter as you are, you felt like you needed to really strengthen other areas of your game, like driving to the basket, shooting the mid-range jumper. Were you a little worried that it was going to get easier and easier for players to defend you if you didn't add more to the arsenal than just the 3-point shot? And do you feel that you've improved in those other areas?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think a lot last year I was able to come down and transition and catch spot-up threes. But, you know, people saw that. That was the scout on me. And so this summer I worked a lot with Fred Shamil on just, like, different counter moves, all kinds of things, pivots. That was one of my biggest things, was my pivot. And, you know, getting to the hoop, finishing strong. And I think it definitely has improved this year. I've gotten to the free throw line a lot more. A lot of, like, most of my... early on in the season, I wasn't shooting the three all that well, so it forced me to even, like, show what I'd worked on all summer, and I definitely feel a lot more confident in that area of my scoring.
Yeah, okay. So also this summer, you were invited to the World University Game Trials. What was that experience like?
Oh, my gosh, it was unbelievable. First off, just to be out there with my teammate, Alex Finley, again, and playing with the best players in the whole country, you know? It was just... It was really fun, you know. I didn't make the team, but me and Alex both took a lot away from the experience. You know, everyone out there is so talented, but we also came away feeling like, you know, our team and the players that we have on our team, the personnel, we can compete with these teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a big confidence booster to see that you fit in with some of the other top players in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So between the World University Game Trials and shooting, making 100,000 shots, did you have any time to relax this past summer?
Yeah, I mean, actually one thing that we love, like my family loves to do, we go to the beach, we go to the Jersey Shore for day trips, and we went for a week this summer, and that was, you know, that's always such a good relaxing time, just to be with my family and just to chill.
Yeah, yeah, that was going to kind of lead me to my next question, and I always like to ask people, you know, tell me something interesting about yourself that doesn't necessarily have to do with basketball. You know, what do you like to do away from the game? You mentioned going to the Jersey Shore. Do you have any other interesting hobbies outside of sports, or is there an interesting fact about yourself that people don't know that maybe they would be surprised to learn about you?
Well, I mean, connected to the beach, I kind of like to surf a little bit, so.
Really?
That's always fun when I go to the beach.
Really? Wow, that's really tough, surfing. Where did you learn to surf?
My dad can surf. Both my brothers are really good. I'm nowhere near as good as them. They're like big wave surfers. I just ride the little baby waves, but still fun.
I was gonna say, is Coquise, like, is she down with that? I mean, like, surfing, I don't know, maybe sounds a little dangerous. Is she, like, you know, tone down the surfing, Maggie?
I mean, the waves that I surf are so small that she has nothing to worry about.
Okay, all right, that's a good thing. All right, good. Just making sure. Okay. All right, well, that does it for this edition of Gimme 5. Maggie, thanks so much for your time. It was so much fun getting to know you a little bit better.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great.
Yeah, good luck with the rest of your season. Join us again next time for another great conversation with one of the Big Ten's best. This is Patricia Babcock-McGraw for BTN.com.